the Czech government appears to have softened its approach to a new European constitution, provided that the EU doesn't call it that. This week, the cabinet, dominated by the staunchly anti-federalist Civic Democrats, approved a fresh negotiating strategy, which appears to be a departure from its previously uncompromising tone. But as Rob Cameron reports, just don't mention the C word.
The EU constitution is not popular in Prague, and efforts by German Chancellor Angela Merkel to revive the failed document have not received a warm welcome. The constitution, famously described as shit by Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, is once again back on the agenda. Mrs. Merkel aims to secure agreement on outlining a new treaty by June, at the close of Germany's six-month presidency of the EU. This is of crucial importance to the Czechs for the simple reason that a new document must be approved by 2009, when the Czech Republic will hold the EU's presidency. The agenda for that presidency will be shared with Sweden and France over 18 months, but in the first 6 months of 2009, the Czechs will be in charge, and they don't want to be in charge of a fiasco. The Czech cabinet has therefore said it is ready to discuss a new treaty based on the failed document, rejected by voters in France and the Netherlands in 2005. So is this a U-turn? Martin Schabu from the pro-EU NGO Yes for Europe.
Well, I wouldn't say a U-turn, but there is of course some kind of movement because of the fact that the Czech government is made out of three parties. And of course they try to find, the government tries, and the Prime Minister tries to find a consensus. And of course if you have a Greens with a strong pro-constitution attitude, then it's very difficult for him and the whole government to take an anti-constitutional approach. So they follow a third way solution, I would call, and try to employ also the President of the Republic to force the German presidency to withdraw the proposal on the constitution as a word in the title of that document.
The Czech stance demands that the word constitution is dropped and the treaty is stripped of other terms, creating the idea of a European superstate. The government also calls for a new or amended treaty to bring more transparency, clarity and simplicity. It's a departure from outright opposition to any discussion of reviving the failed treaty, but carefully calibrated to mollify Czech Eurosceptics on one hand and serve as a basis for compromise with European colleagues on the other. Martin Schabu says there is still time to ensure that the tricky issue of drafting a new treaty for Europe does not overshadow the Czech presidency in 2009.
Well, I think the preparatory work was limited due to the government problems and the election, so we have slight delay. But I believe that if the government starts to work and prepare for the presidency right from the moment, we can make a successful presidency.
Martin Schabu from the Yes for Europe Civic Association, ending that report by Rob Cameron.